live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
912, foot of snow, maybe this weekend. Why not? We haven't had a weekend in the last three. Why start this weekend? Tell you what, though, it's good for the shovelers. It's good for the plowers. You know, I got a guy. A guy that comes out. It's like, you know, a reunion with someone you haven't seen in 20 years. You see him, you just start weeping. Thank you, driveway guy. The brunt of it again starts Friday night through Saturday. Going to be pretty ugly. Andy Mazur's here for Dave today. You got to drive to Milwaukee?
Yeah. I'm supposed to go up there Saturday, but it's looking like I'm going to probably leave
Friday
after
morning.
The show here today.
Yeah, leave now. Leave now. The cold will continue until Friday, and then it'll moderate a little bit so we can get more snow. But it looks like it's going to be an ugly weekend. In other words, if you have shopping to do, do it at work while you're supposed to be working and do it now. Joining us in studio now is CEO at Lifetime Chicago and John Williamson, whose new business is Songfinch. A lot of you may have already heard about this, but this is a very cool idea. Nice to see you. How are you?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Doing fine. Let me get a microphone on that works for you. That's the one. Songfinch is what?
Songfinch is a service to purchase personalized songs for gifting purposes.
Now, we have John DeCoss, our musical director on the show, who writes songs for everybody on the show. So this would be like if John did it professionally and did it better. It'd be like that kind of vibe.
Right.
The service has only been online for a short period of time, right?
Yeah, it's coming up on 2 months here.
It's a great website.
Launched in October. Thank you.
Yeah, really great website. Songfinch.com. You want an easy Christmas gift. You just go and answer some fun questions about whoever you're interested in and whatever the purpose may be, and then you guys come up with a song. What's the turnaround time?
1 week, 7 days. So you still have time to get it before the holidays.
So that's a guarantee. You can do it in a week.
Yep.
Wow. How many people are working with you?
We have a small internal team, but then we have several hundred artists that are part of the community. We're adding new artists every day.
Oh, I see. So you get an idea, you could farm it out to somebody.
Uh-huh.
So you call Andy at his house with his harp, and yep. He's a big harp guy, and he would put the song together. You send him the notes?
Yeah, maybe a little bigger than Andy with the harp. We're talking about touring musicians, professional musicians.
Yeah. Come on, Steve. I'm trying to sell Songfinch here.
People who are writing songs for a living. But.
So much for that next career, Mina.
Are they completely original songs?
Completely original from scratch.
So you don't take...
Yeah, that's part of the sell here to get people to understand what this is. Like, a lot of personalized services are like plug and play. Like, you'll have a song built and then we'll plug in a name or something like that.
Right,
this
service,
everything completely from scratch.
But these aren't parodies.
No.
These are. And by the way, we should say you've been doing music in for half your life.
Yep.
Not your first day. So this is the collection of network of musicians and touring folks, as you said, and people who make money doing this for a living, who are really good at it, who you have engaged in with this business to write these songs. What type of requests are you getting from people?
Oh, it's all over the board. Really heartfelt stuff from families of soldiers wanting to speak to their loved ones who are deployed.
Wow.
People doing funny songs, you know, like the staff here got together and did a song for you, Steve, which hopefully we get to listen
really?
To.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know about
okay.
this.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
Who's?
It was all not me.
No.
We'll find out how funny this song is here in a second.
We're not taking any of the blame.
But I assume you have the birthdays and the anniversaries and the special events stuff?
Yeah, all the typical stuff. And then, I mean, it's all over the board. The use cases are pretty infinite.
Take me through the process of somebody listening now and thinks, well, this could be a cool idea. I want to do it as a gift. Obviously, you got to get on it today.
Yep.
But what do they do?
You go to songfinch.com. You click start your story or begin your song. It brings you through like a 5-step process in which you kind of pick the mood. You say who it's for. You tell, a bunch of funny personal stories, things about the other person, about their personality, whatever the case may be. You get to choose the vocalist, whether you want a male, female, or surprise me. Yeah. And then
is surprise me better for you guys because you can pick somebody that fits the mood as you see it?
It doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we, based on the story, pick the best artist for that. That artist then goes to the studio. It's usually a home studio. They get the brief, and they write something unbelievably clever, and we deliver it, and it's usually followed by happy tears and unbelievable surprise. And
it's great word of mouth, too, I'm sure, right? Because the people that have gotten these delivered already are telling their friends.
For sure. Like, the viral piece on it is outstanding.
Can you pick a genre of music?
Right now you can't, and we I mean, people...
Because as a black entertainer, you know, I'm big into rap and hip-hop.
People give suggestions, but I think the problem with genre is that's, like, one of the most subjective things. Like, mm-hmm. you think about hip-hop, you think about Ludacris, and maybe mm-hmm. I think about Common.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't want to give people that ability. It's really about, you know, taking these ideas and concepts and turning them into something.
And
tangible.
Turning them over to the professionals to do up something you like.
Exactly.
Okay.
And we're a couple hundred songs in now. Just overwhelming response from users and recipients.
It's a really cool website, songfinch.com. It looks very easy to get it done. But again, if you want it for Christmas, the 1 week turnaround, I think is pretty exceptional. But obviously, considering today's date, you better get on it today.
Yeah, if you do get on it today, use the promo code WGN50 and we'll take $50 off.
Wow.
So it's normally $200. We'll do it for $150.
You do right a personalized song for $200?
Yep. Hearing is
that's pretty impressive.
If you go on the website, you can click on examples and listen to some things. They sound like songs that belong on the radio. Yeah.
Have you had to turn down any requests?
You mean
like if somebody called up, you know, you're not going to do a song about, you know, a serial killer. You know, if you had to turn down, has anybody asked you for something too wacky to do?
No, not yet.
Okay. You'll let me know when they do, because that could be very entertaining.
Exactly.
All right, before we play this song, what else do people need to know about the business or about how to do it to get it right today? Because, again, is there anything people do that you see as a mistake they're making in the request that make the process more difficult?
Like anything, the better the input, the better the output. So you can't just come and say, I want a song for my dog, and my dog's name is Fluffy. You're gonna have to open up.
We're gonna need more to go on than that.
Yeah, you're gonna have to open up a little bit, and you're gonna have to really share some stories.
Okay, what type of things were you told about me?
Let's see. You're funny, smart, and forgetful. You're really mad about Trump. you didn't think the Cubs would win the World Series.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You support the military and veterans.
Uh-huh.
You walk slowly and can't leave anywhere quickly.
You're very generous.
Nothing to do with it.
Well, I can't argue with any of this. It's all true.
You drive a light blue Chevy Impala that you call Blue Thunder.
Your
granddaughter Abigail Grace is about to be one.
Right.
Is all he talks about.
Do you have my social security number in there you're going to work in? You have a lot of information.
I won't say it on the air.
Yeah, that's good. That's actually the name of the song.
Right. Strong supporter of LifeLock, Mattress Firm, Chevy.
All right, so here's what we'll do. Let's take the quick break. We'll come back, and we'll do two things. We'll wrap up with Songfinch and hear the song, and then we'll kick right into the Wang Dang Doodle. So we got to do – are we doing results and picks or just picks? Just picks. We'll do our picks next as well, so stand by for that. For those of you who thought – I called my mother last night. She goes, I thought you forgot about her. You know what? She was right, Bart. That's that forgetful thing that you had in there? Yeah. More in just a second. Songfinch.com. John Williamson is the guest. We'll see what he put together for me in a moment on 720 WGN. All right, so we are here with John Williamson on SEAL TV and on WGN. Songfinch.com is the website. It's a personalized song for pretty much any reason you can think of with a very easy template to follow when you go to songfinch.com. All right, we're ready to hear my song. Do you have a title for my song?
I don't know. What did we end up
Steve's song?
There we go. Yeah.
Steve's song. Well, you sound really excited about it, John. All right, so here we go. This is what you can get produced at Songfinch. Listen.
Steve lives in a double wide out in Naperville, and he's the boss man. He drives in on Blue Thunder. He's a therapist to all who's ever worked for him. Yeah. He's generous and kind, always got a smile on his face. He forgets everything except for Abigail Grace. And he supports our troops and all our veterans, but he's been fat from every station he ever worked in. Diet Coke with me. Hey!
How good is that?
Great.
That is tremendous.
Fantastic.
Is that the first time you've heard it?
No,
you actually had
heard it on the way here.
That's very funny.
That's very good.
Didn't miss a trick and worked Abigail Grace in. Hello, Merry Christmas to me.